Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't it camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ? And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Oh, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
You are listening to episode 804. You are listening to a podcast that records out of Chicago, Illinois.
It's gay as fuck.
I'm trying to do the...
Are you doing the levels?
Here. Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
We record out of the Rogers Park area.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. You guys, it's been like 2 weeks since we recorded.
Yeah. Right? We did a snippet. Did you listen to the snippet that we did at C2E2?
I have not listened to it. They'll hear it before they hear us talk.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to put it in there.
Put it in there.
Yeah.
Stick it in.
You guys, we actually went to C2E2 last weekend. Mm-hmm. First time I'd ever been.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I could have got to stay longer. So I could see more things.
I mean, it closed. We stayed until it closed, but we only went one day. So we're going to have to go like on a Friday or Saturday.
And we kind of went late too.
Yeah, ish. Yeah. We were there for like 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. We walked around and saw people dressed as a bunch of different things. It was kind of overwhelming.
It is like you need a Xanax, kind of.
Yeah, I was... We should have took a Xanax.
We should have taken a Xanax or an edible.
Yeah.
I have been like 4 or 5 years. I think I've only not gone like the first or second year I was here.
Mm-hmm.
But I usually spend a fucking ton of money.
You did pretty good this year.
I only bought 3 comic books. It was like $20. I was going to buy more, but that motherfucker...
He would not take a card.
He was like, well, $25 minimum for a card. And I was like, bitch, what? Like,
First
of all, I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
I think 25 is kind of high.
25 is high because I'm pretty sure
like $10.
Like the one bodega by us used to have like a $9 or $10 minimum or something like that. But they would never make me do it because I was in there like every 5 minutes. They were like, whatever, fine. And also because they're awesome. But they eventually like had to get rid of it because I'm pretty sure that like credit card companies are like, you really can't do that.
Yeah, I remember there's some kind of legislation that'll went along with it.
There's some legislation.
Legislation that went on about it. But I think they can like charge you a fee, which is like 25 cents or something,
yeah,
which I'm fine with. Whatever.
Yeah.
Totes whatevs.
Yeah.
We got to meet up with a famous comic book person.
Writer.
Well, he's still a comic book person.
He's a comic book person. It's true. But I love how you were like very much, we were in Artist Alley and you're like, so everybody here draws? And I was like, no, there's like some writers too. And like, there's inkers and like different people who do different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, but why are they artists?
I don't think I really said that.
I don't think
that's what I said.
I'm pretty sure.
Yes, we got to meet up with Kelly's husband.
Yes,
Jason Aaron.
He was amazing.
Lovely.
He is
nice.
Very lovely. It was.
Oh, good.
Well, first we went and he was at the, I think he was at the signing for Image, which is a comic book publisher. And so we chatted with Chelsea.
And then who was?
That was Scotty Young with Chelsea.
So I had not met Jason before and I don't think I'd seen a picture. I think I saw a picture with you.
Yeah, I got a picture.
But a long time ago.
Yeah.
And then, so I'm walking up to the table and, you know, Adam's doing his thing, talking. Thank you.
Ooh, somebody's being served grapes.
Adam's doing his thing, talking, and I'm all like, go up to the table and say, hi. And they're like, and that's not Jason. Oh, okay. I didn't know.
It's, well, and like when we were talking to Jason after, he was like, that sometimes happens because they're both like.
Daddy bearded
guys. Mm-hmm. They're both hot. But we hung out with Chelsea. She was talking about how there was cheese curds in her purse because they got a little crunk the night before.
Chewing that?
Yeah, I can hear you chewing that. It's disgusting.
No.
Although he did make us feel very special.
He did. Well, like we rolled up, like we came back after his image signing and he didn't realize like who we were at first. And mm-hmm. he was like, oh, you guys, there's a line. And I was like, oh, no, I know. I was like, we're just here for Fell Monkeys to say hi. And he was like, oh, like we'll text you to like come back when there's right. not a line.
Because those people got real defensive.
They were like, excuse me.
There is a line over there. And we're like, oh, okay.
We're like, look, we're just here to say hi and hobnob, schmooze a bit. Totally. Rub elbows. I was going to say rub noses, but that's Eskimo kissing.
Yeah. Rub
beards. But then we came back. I think Chelsea texted Ricky.
Messaged us.
Yeah.
She DM'd us on Twitter.
On the twits. And we went back and we hung out and it was super fun and super cool.
People were waiting in line to like get his signature and all this stuff. And
we were like, do you want to go back and sign stuff for these people?
We're like, oh, we'll let you get back to work. And he's like, no.
It's like, it's okay.
So then we talked about Kelly. Well, actually, every person that we talked to, they're like, oh, my God, you're the podcast that Kelly always talks about. I'm like,
yeah, because yes. We got to talk to the Scotty's assistant and his people as well. Mm-hmm. So like we're kind of a little bit famous. I think actually Kelly's a little famous. And so we're like famous by proxy.
Right.
We heard exciting news about Kelly, which I think we're going to leave for the, because we recorded like a little announcement about Kelly's upcoming, because
I'll put that here.
Okay.
Okay, we're recording. Adam, tell everyone where we are.
We're at C2E2 in Chicago. It's a Comic-Con, for those of you who don't know. I am a comic fan, as some of you may know. Ricky, this is his first experience. What do you think, Ricky?
I'm thinking this draws a lot of different kinds of people.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely different. It's bigger than the one I went to in Albuquerque, which was my first one, the biggest one I've ever been to. But this one's like huge. It makes me wish that my crafting conventions were this big.
Ricky is a bit of a size queen, though, so bigger is better.
I mean,
people are not paying attention where the fuck they're going.
Right. Dude, I've been shoulder checked so many times in this place.
It's nonsense. People like have no awareness of their like bodily space.
We have Aaron Choi around here with us somewhere, but he went to go see one of his friends dressed as Captain America. This is a lot, you guys. Like, Adam and we should have brought his Xanax.
Sensory overload. I should have had his Xanax. The last time I was here, no, like 2 or 3 years ago, I met one of my favorite artists, who's Bill Sienkiewicz. I don't think he's here. I didn't check. But
besides Jason Aaron.
He's the writer, one of our listeners' famous husbands, who's looking cute, fine. Mm-hmm. His beard is on point.
We just saw him, but there was a line to see him. Now, what should have happened was, oh, you're here? Let me stop everyone else.
Well, he did stop and be like, oh, my God, I have to get a picture with you guys. And he's like, but I just sat down, so I feel like I have to sign people's stuff. So we understand. We know what it's like being famous.
We totally understand that. So you guys, there's like so much to talk about here. There is anime, there's like regular art stuff, there's rings, jewelry, there's people dressed up in all kinds of things.
We have seen some cute ass boys though.
Oh my God, so cute. Like also too, it brings out a lot of attractive people. And you're looking at people like, this is a Comic-Con. You're probably bi. You're probably into it.
Yeah,
but then I'm kind of like, am I supposed to look at you like that?
Look at those boys over there.
Mm.
Yes, I would.
Tall.
Yeah.
And muscular.
Very muscular. Oh, ask me for free Rick and Morty stickers. What I got to do for a sticker?
Why don't you go ask them?
I'll do it. Anyway, I'm looking for a t-shirt, maybe some comics.
I'm looking for like a cute print, but like to put on the wall, but I don't know any comic book stuff. Ooh, Rocky Horror.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm looking for something to put on my wall, but I don't know any comic book stuff, so I need it to be, like, non-comic book.
Well, they have, like, movie shit here, so...
Look at the dogs, the stuffed animals.
Aww.
There's all kinds of stuffed animals here, and there's people's dressed as stuffed animals.
They're called furries, Ricky.
Or fat.
Oh, my God. So when I was when I was going to the bathroom, this girl was on her phone, and she was like, girl, I met a real furry. I mean, like, a real one, like, head to toe. She was a real furry. She was really excited.
All right, so we're going to walk around a little more. If we find something a little more interesting to talk about. I mean, there's a lot here to talk about, but right now we need to walk around.
Yeah, no, there's...
There's a couple Chewbaccas over there, but they're real skinny.
Oh, we don't like a skinny Chewbacca.
Mm-mm.
We need a Chewbacca with a little meat on her bones.
I'm just checking out all the boxes.
Do you keep seeing the guy that's dressed as, well, no, you probably don't know who Iron Fist is, but he's dressed like Iron Fist, and he got one titty out, and it's a nice titty, and I keep wanting to pinch his nipple. I just saw him.
What about this guy
Ooh.
Right here?
He ain't dressed up, but he
no,
can get
he
it.
Ain't dressed up, but I need him to turn around. Ooh, he has some highlighted tips, though.
Oh, frosted tips? Maybe that's natural. No, he's old. Oh. Abort. He's like 60.
I'm old.
Girl, you ain't 60, though.
I don't think he's 60. Right. He got a fine body for 60. He ain't that old.
Yeah, but he ain't that
cute
either.
He don't look
so
smart.
No.
He don't look so smart.
No.
All right, so we're going to walk around.
Right,
we'll talk to you later. Bye. Okay, introduce.
Okay, so we're here with our listener, Kelly's hot husband, the famous comic book writer, Jason Aaron. Would you like to say hello?
Hello, fell monkeys.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us a little bit today. And your wife is one of our favorite people, and she always has fun shit to say about you. So do you have any fun shit to say about Kelly?
She's one of my favorite people, too.
That sounds like it was paid for.
if I don't know if she's mentioned it, but she just got her first comic book credit because she's doing a mosaic variant cover for one of the last issues of Scotty Young's I Hate Fairyland.
Oh, man. Yeah, Scotty Young was here earlier when we came to see you, and you weren't here. That was Scotty Young, yeah.
I didn't like he was you. I was like, hey!
It happens a lot.
Yeah, it's the beard, maybe, a little?
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'll have to... No, she didn't tell us that. That's really awesome, because I hate...
Breaking news, just on Foul Monkeys.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
So, you know, she does... My wife does awesome mosaic pieces,
yeah, right.
So she did a big, huge mosaic of all the different characters from I Hate Fairyland, and then... Scotty's wife, Casey, took a photo of it, and that'll be a variant cover.
That is awesome. Well,
so
I'm going to have to get that.
Comics are the Aaron family business at this
Apparently.
Point.
Apparently.
Well, we know some famous people, y'all.
That's right. Anyway, well, we'll let you get back to work, but thanks for hanging out with us, and yeah, tell Kelly we said hi. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
All right, bye.
Bye. Thank you. Okay, that makes sense.
Right.
That makes sense, yeah.
Just remind me.
It's going to be like, Jason was like, the Aarons are a comic book family now. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the family business.
But it was pretty cool. They were like, oh my God, she constantly talks about you guys. And I'm like, oh,
validated. And then we did talk about how much we love Kelly and how amazing she is.
Yeah, and then Jason asked me why I don't have a Southern accent.
And then he pulled it out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Ricky pulled out his Southern.
Pulled it out real quick. I had to tell him how I used to talk.
Ricky always pulls it out real quick.
Especially when I'm drinking.
Mm-hmm. And it was fun. Aaron Choi joined us.
Mm-hmm.
He bought a Golden Girls mystery box and some other shit.
Yeah. Did he send you the picture of the Golden Girls one?
He did. Yeah.
It was all right.
It was all right. I was a little disappointed that there wasn't a pop in it, like a Funko Pop.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Glad
who
I
did,
didn't get that.
We saw somebody dressed up like Zap Brannigan from Futurama with the guy with the short shorts or the skirt, the gold skirt, remember? And we were talking about how
really
nice his legs
guy?
Were. Yeah, but he was like
6.5 feet tall.
Yeah, he was definitely like almost 7 feet tall. Mm. He was enormous, but he was like kind of like built, but he had like his legs were as long as like my torso,
right?
Like they were like from the ground to like my tits.
Like his legs were literally like stopped right here.
Right. Yeah. They were enormous. And they were very toned. But also I was like, I wouldn't want to be that tall. Don't think.
I would like to have that body at 6 foot tall.
Yes. I think so. Who else did we saw? He-Man.
Mm-hmm.
We saw
the one character from Zoo. What is that movie?
Oh, Zootopia.
Zootopia.
When is that movie? We saw somebody as Coco. Not as Coco, but as the boy from Coco.
Mm-hmm.
We saw somebody who had his titty out, and I can't remember what it was, but it was a nice titty.
There were a lot of people dressed like Disney characters, like
yes,
princesses,
true,
and stuff like
true.
That.
And of course, there's like 700 Deadpools and Harley Quinns, because those are like the basic bitches of the
there
Comic-Con.
There was some Catwomans, too.
Some cat women's.
Mm-hmm.
I saw like the janky like Asian app that I buy like
Wish
that I buy like weird cheap shit on. They had a $17 PVC Catwoman outfit, and I was like, George,
PVC.
PVC is like plastic, like
the pipe.
Well, that's a form of PVC, yes, but you can wear it too.
Oh. I had no idea. All I'm thinking is I'm thinking like an outfit made of PVC pipes. I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
I'll show you like it, like this. It's like.
No, it's like latex.
Yeah, it's like latex. Anyway, they have a $17 one, and I was like, George, I'm buying this. It's $17.
Oh my gosh, this one is so slutty.
The one with her butthole hanging
out? Yeah, there's a butthole. Like, her butthole's just open. Like, what? Oh, it's going to eBay. So, why is... Okay, I'm not even going to ask.
Why is her butthole open?
Yeah. Like, for the tail?
Easy access.
Well, you would think it would be a different hole, but okay.
Girls like butt sex, too.
I'm just saying, like, okay.
I mean,
you guys, we are going through our photos that Alex took of us.
Oh my God, they're so fucking cute.
We're trying to find the right one to send to everyone
yes.
that donated to our little project or to the show. What I need you to do, if you donated money to us, send us an email.
Yes.
With your name. And your address, because we need it to send everything or send the photos to you. And we probably won't be sending them out because we have to get photos printed and then get them signed and all that good stuff. So, but go ahead and start sending that information in because we need it.
So, we'll leave. We recorded a little bit at C2E2, so we can like. Stop talking about that, I guess.
Yeah, we're done.
So we're not going to like spoiler alert all that shit. So what else is going on, Ricky? Tell me more about your life.
Right now, my life is school and work and it fucking sucks. Both of my classes this quarter have a lot of fucking group work in it.
I hate
group work.
I hate group work because I don't trust nobody. I don't trust nobody to be as good as I am, is what I'm saying. And like that sounds conceited, but also I have high fucking standards.
Well, funny that you say that. I'm of course, one of the oldest people in the class.
Right.
I am in a group of people that are like 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have never had a job.
Mm-mm. No.
Trying to tell me. How things go.
No, that's not. No, I work with those motherfuckers. Right. I know what you're talking about.
I said, that's not the real world. That's not what happens.
Let me tell you how it bees.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. I don't know if I can. This group work is going to be something else.
I get to a point where I'm like, I don't give a fuck if you take credit for my work, but I'm not going to suffer because you don't know how things work.
Or also they just. Don't do the work. I'm not a fan of that.
Mm-mm.
But I make it sure that everyone knows they didn't do the work.
You make it sure.
Make it sure. You guys, I can't even talk
You are
anymore.
Struggling
I
today.
I am struggling. I don't even know why.
I didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
Oh, maybe that's it. Oh, maybe guess what I did yesterday. Whoa. Sorry.
You scared me.
Woo! I got a new tattoo.
Oh, let me see.
I have to take my pants off.
Oh.
I mean, okay. I have underwear on.
All right, let me see.
It's also like, I need to get buttons for these because like the buttons are missing off of the fly of these jeans that I bought from, anybody who's in England knows Primark, because it's like the, how do I explain Primark? It's like cheap, like super cheap fashion. It's like Old Navy, but like if Old Navy had cuter shit and was like H&M. Way cheaper. No, H&M is like a step up from Primark. They joke around. I remember everybody calling it Primani when I lived there. Anyway, these jeans are from Primark because it rained really hard and we didn't expect it in London. And so I had to go buy jeans because like all my shit was wet. Anyway, because they're so cheap, like the buttons fell off. Oh, so okay. Like my fly is constantly open. Anyway, my pants are off right now. Can you see it?
No.
Come over here. Come over here and look at my pants that are on the floor. It's a Star Wars tattoo. You don't know what that is? Have you fucking seen Star Wars? You're a child of the 70s. You're supposed to love it.
Is that one of the Rebel things?
It's the Rebel Alliance symbol.
Okay.
With Leia underneath in script.
Oh, okay. I was like, I didn't see her.
You were like, who's Leia?
No, remember you're supposed to be getting the Leia tattoo on you because you're Jabba the Hutt.
I'm like explaining it to the lady at the tattoo place, which this was like completely impromptu and it was cheap. It was like $100. Mm-hmm. But we went yesterday to look for George's suit, and our friend Jeremy, who's officiating the wedding, needed a suit as well. So he was like, oh, I'll just go with you and I'll drive. Mm-hmm. And so he wanted to get his nipples stretched. Like the piercing. Yeah. So he wanted to like go up a gauge, basically, or down, I guess, because it's a lower number. And the place that he went doesn't do piercings anymore, which is weird. I guess their piercer quit or they lost their license or something. Mm-hmm. So we had to go somewhere else. And George decided to get his nips done.
What?
Yes. And kind of was like, he was like, maybe I'll get mine done too. And we were like, okay, George. And then he did it. But oh my God. he had them done before, or he had at least like one done, I think. Mm-hmm. But he took it out because it got all like fucked up or whatever. And so I was like, well, there's a line for piercings, but there's not a line for tattoos. So I'll just like, they'll start working on mine. And by the time like I'm done, like you'll be done too. And I was done before both of them because the piercing lady was like a chatty fucking Kathy.
Oh God, the worst.
She was actually super sweet and really, really cute and very, very thorough with George. Cause I like my tattoo was done and I was like ready and George wasn't even up yet.
Wow.
So like I went back and I sat with George and she was like explaining everything and like talking her fucking ass off. But she was cute. She was really, really nice.
Both of them at the same time or one at a time?
They do one at a time.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they'd have to have two people, I guess, to do them both.
Mine had two people.
Oh really? I think mine were one at a time, I think. Anyway, so yeah, I was like an impromptu. I was like, I've wanted this for a while, but I think it's cute.
Yeah, I've been thinking about a new tattoo. And next weekend, they're having that one tail at a time tattoo thing.
I know. I need to, like, hand jobs or something for money. Like, I really need... It's getting married is expensive, y'all. And, like, a honeymoon is expensive. And, like, life is expensive. Life is expensive, y'all.
And nobody wants to work two jobs.
No, ma'am. I don't got time for two jobs.
A second job, like, giving handies or blowies is, like, a hobby. So if you get paid for your hobby,
right,
that's fine.
Totally. And I mean, it's, I'm gonna do it anyway, so
right, might as well charge.
Oh my God. What was I gonna talk? I feel like I wanted to talk about dicks at some point.
Well,
I can hear you like swallowing.
Well, that's turn you on.
No.
It's a shame.
George is bringing, I forgot, the butt toys again.
And that was like the number one thing on your list.
You're it like, literally I was. I was like, I am bringing these fucking like prostate massagers. And I set them aside. And then like shit got crazy this morning because it was raining. And I was like trying to wait until it stopped raining to like walk the dogs who fucking badger poops in the weirdest places.
I saw that you posted he like pooped on the
he will like
gate or something.
Back his ass up to like a fence and poop through it. And he's like in the past he's like angled himself to like poop on like a 6-inch surface of like there'll be like a platform somewhere and mm-hmm. he'll just like neatly poop like on like a tiny little spot. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, are you like fulfilling some like challenge?
He's got some kind of fetish.
Extreme pooping. And then he'll like arrange himself into like this like the tiniest little place in like amongst some shrubbery or something that like I will never be able to get to pick up his poop. And I'm like, how are you in the middle of like 16 thorn bushes right
now? He's like, you're going to do it.
He's like, well, I mean, I'm going to make you work for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Joe and Dallas.
Yes. Joe and Dallas sent us a squirting video this morning. That was way too early for her.
Her pussy hole is huge.
Like, what was up with that?
I was like, first of all, she is going to town
is
with
that
like.
A problem?
Listen, I'm not here to judge whether your vagina is tight or loose or whatever. I think all vaginas matter. Hashtag all
but I've never seen
matter.
One open like that. That just stayed open.
That was a slightly alarming. And I think it was partially because she like just had a giant dildo in it.
That's true too.
Like she was like pounding her twat with like a massive, like it was like a forearm sized dildo and she was just going to town.
And then she took it out and just fucking
splash zone
splashing everywhere. I was like, it's too early for this.
It was so gross. George is coming with the box. He just texted.
So we'll be doing an unboxing.
We'll do an unboxing on the next show.
Butt toys.
Of butt toys.
We have a few phone calls and emails.
We do.
You want to do a couple of them?
Yeah, let's do a couple.
All right. So here we go.
Hey guys, it's Carla here. I'm calling you guys because you're next down on the Lakeland PTA phone tree, next down the line. And I'm supposed to pass on the news from Hive Mother Marion that we're going to. So the meeting's on Tuesday nights. We're going to start using pork cartilage for everything we can use it for. So for snacks and drinks, no more Capri Suns and orange slices. Okay. For instead of Neosporin and specifically, greasing door hinges, pork cartilage, and greasing machines. Because you know what they say, a penny pinched is a penny rich. If you have any questions about this new policy, I'll be on my couch eating Doritos. Okay, thanks. bye.
This person cracks me up.
What is it? Pork cartilage?
Pork cartilage. They have the most random telephone calls to us and I'm not really sure why this
I'm
is
into
happening.
All of it though.
It's hilarious. It
I'm into
me
all
up.
Of it.
It's pretty funny.
I love it.
All right, we got an email from Kyle. Hey girlfriends, congrats on the 800th episode. You go you read that while snapping three times in the mid. Oh, okay. You go you. There we got it. Also, happy belated sweet 16, Ricky. Oh, thank you.
He's what, like 30 years late?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. We have another voicemail. Let's play it here.
Hey, Greg. This is Dale from Regional. I missed you at the meeting today. You a big, fine woman when you backed that ass up. So go ahead and just CC me those productivity reports for this quarter, and I'll see you on Monday. All right, bye.
Dale, I think that's sexual harassment.
Right, I'm pretty sure that's sexual harassment. Wait, which part? Asking for the picture to back that thing up, or the reports?
Both.
AJ emailed us.
Oh, I'll read that one.
Okay.
Because he's my responsibility, I feel like.
Yeah. It's your fault.
It is my fault. First and foremost, I didn't call to congratulate you on 800 because I forgot, but also I don't believe in celebrating arbitrary milestones. No one got me balloons when I took my 800th dick. It's true, though. Anyway, however, the primary reason for my call is to say that Adam very definitely has a drunk alter ego. Just because Ricky is too drunky to see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Adam's drunk alter ego is a gender-fluid British expat who, quote, picks up accents really quickly, end quote, and sports the can I speak to your manager haircut. They always stop at the off license and have a canned wine cooler in a brown bag, whether at a theater opening or their AA meeting. The fluidity of their gender manifests as either a bro cheering you on to chug another beer before saying, come on, just suck it a little bit, or that drunk Becky in the club spilling drinks and having boundary issues, trying to get someone to buy her a shot before being pulled out to a diner at 12:45. I would tell you the alter ego's name, but it's different every time they log into Growler.
I love AJ. You know what? We gave AJ permission to post on our Facebook.
Did we?
Yeah, we did, but he hasn't been posting too much stuff.
Mm.
Although I do like what he's doing, like in the middle of the week when we post a show, after he's listened, he like does his own little few sentences of what the show is about. It's pretty good.
He is not wrong about my... Although it was... I used to really like slip into like a very thick English accent when I got drunk, when I first moved back.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like not on purpose. It was just easier to talk like that when I was drunk.
Oh, I know how that feels. You're a real drunk. You know how I am.
It was, people thought I had, at one point we would go to the Leather Bar, Leather Central. And I had to pretend, I had to like make up some elaborate backstory about why I didn't have an accent anymore at one point because I was sober.
So what happened, y'all? You know, I think we have a iTunes review that we need to read too.
Okay.
Let me bring that up. We'll read that.
I have been, who did I tell about? A couple people on Scruff or Growler or something, or... Actually, I want to say somebody works in my building and was like scruffing or growlering me. And I was like, you can listen to my podcast.
Mm. You can listen to my podcast and look at my dick later.
I ain't even got no dick pics on any of those. I'm too famous for that. Mm. I can't. That shit is going to be in the Inquirer. I can't have that.
We actually have two.
Oh.
One was on March 10th. The title is Love.
Lots of O's.
So many O's. Oh. 5 stars. I'm addicted to y'all. Y'all got me into this podcast scene, and I play y'all every day at work. Much love to you, too.
Oh, thank y'all. Oh,
thank you, the real Gilly. Then we have another one from Max Reiser. It says, my favorite
Ooh.
Funny show. 5 stars.
5.
Five
stars.
This show is so funny. Don't listen to the show when you're eating or drinking because it'll make you laugh. Thank you for leaving those reviews. We could definitely use more of them, though.
Yeah,
the more reviews we get, the higher we go.
Don't use iTunes, so like I don't know.
You leave reviews in the Google Play Store, wherever you get your podcast from. Leave us reviews.
I don't know how those work.
I want to get on Spotify, but in order for us to do that, we have to get on a service that Spotify uses. So that might be something that Nate will have to look into.
I'm supposed to see Nate today. So,
oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll talk about it. He's supposed to, I'm going to text him again because he's supposed to be paying attention to my ass.
Oh.
I'm gonna get
Nate, you better pay attention to that ass. We got another email from William. Hey, Adam and Ricky, I'm from Georgia here, and I just recently found your channel, and I love it. Channel. We have our own station. I love that. I work truck shifts on Tuesday and Friday, and literally the whole time I have my earphones in listening to your old and new podcast. My boss gets mad at me because I'm laughing or smiling all the time. Okay, your boss should not get mad at you because you're laughing or smiling all the time. You might want to change jobs because that's just horrible. I wish you the best with your upcoming marriage. Talking to you, Adam.
Oh, thank you.
And would love to see you when I'm in Chicago. I go 1 to 2 times a year, hoping to move there one day. Anyways, I'm thankful you both can give me the give me my feels and put me in a great mood at work and when I'm in traffic listening to y'all. Thank you so much, and I wish you both the best. Love, Ross. Or aww. William. Sorry.
Maybe he got an incognito name.
Right.
And you blown up his spot.
Well, he left both names, so I'm not for sure. But thank you so much for listening to us. And if you are in Chicago, just give us a couple weeks notice to let us know when you're going to be here so we can try to get something set up for you.
Yeah, hit us up.
And tell your boss not to be mean to you because you like to smile. That's rude.
You should smile more. You look really pretty when you smile.
You're so pretty when you smile. Why don't you come sit down on my lap?
Mm, and by lap, I mean
dick. Cock. We got a message from our website.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And this, I believe, is, oh yeah, he's a local listener. His name is Angel.
Angel.
Angel. Hello, Ricky and Adam. My name is Angel. I am a writer, sleeper, and YouTuber. I live in the Chicago area and would love to meet you guys and be a guest on your show so I can give you guys a copy of my book, Karma's Assistant. We can talk about dicks, one-night stands, and just go with the flow. Regardless, I love you guys. You make it hard not to laugh in the... Wait. You make it hard to not laugh in the verge of tears every time I listen. Congrats on the 800th show. You guys can find me on Twitter by following him on Twitter. I'm not for sure if he wants me to say what his Twitter name is.
Who doesn't want more Twitter followers? But Angel Angel.
Yes.
Let us
Thank
know.
Thank you so much. We would like to meet you.
Yeah. And if you want people to know your Twitter handle, then like tweet us.
Yes. Let's see here. We got another phone call.
Y'all.
We're at 30 minutes, so maybe we should save some for...
We'll save a couple for the next show, but we can talk some more.
You want to talk about a little music stuff?
Yeah, we can talk about a little music stuff.
Something really important.
Okay.
Mariah Carey. I finally know.
You finally know why?
She is the way she is. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with that now.
Why shouldn't you be?
It gives explanation. Because I doubted myself for a really long time, but now I feel comfortable with my decision to stay with her.
On Team Mimi?
Mm-hmm.
In the Lamely.
And she's in the studio right now, recording music.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait. I just hope it's more of like a 2000 era, like 2002 for Mariah.
We need more... emancipation. Mm-hmm. We need more butterfly music box. Mm-hmm. Daydream.
Mm-hmm.
Then we need Memoirs of an Imperfect Angel.
Or me, I Am Mariah.
The Elusive Chanteuse.
Oh God, no, don't do that.
We don't need you to be elusive Mariah.
No, we need you to be Mariah, and we need you to be...
You can use your $5 words that you love.
I also love that she'll rhyme any word with another word. Just, it doesn't matter. Like, and she comes up with her own word, I think, sometimes, right?
I need to find that article that's like a glossary of Mariah terms. She loves big fucking words. What is my favorite in Breakdown? I think we've talked about it before.
That's such a good song.
Breakdown is a good song.
I love the video.
I am into the Mo Thugs remix because there's Mo Thugs mm-hmm. on the remix. But
and yesterday I heard Fantasy, the Bad Boy remix. ODB, I love
rest
that song.
In peace, ODB. I just
Japan in the house. Everybody, are you in?
I love
house?
That he gives Sacramento.
Baby, come on.
Out of nowhere,
right.
Sacramento gets a shout out. Like Sacramento, really? What is my nonchalant is my favorite word that she uses.
She uses nonchalant in
Breakdown. Yeah.
You know what other song is really good that didn't play a lot? Crybaby.
Crybaby is a pretty good song with Snoop Dogg. Yeah. That album is somewhat underrated, mm-hmm. but also a little bit terrible. Oh, side note. So we were at SoFo on Friday. First of all, I was trying to be like low key and not go out on Friday and like relax because I'm stressed out and I'm not trying to be like super social.
But there's a bar
like a block
on
away.
The corner,
yes,
where you live.
Anyway, one of our friend JD was in town kind of like out of nowhere. He moved to Denver and then he comes back. He works for an airline. Mm-hmm. So he flies back to like go to the dentist.
Oh.
As one does.
Right.
Anyway, so it was like surprise him in town. And so we were like, all right, fine, we'll go out for a drink. But they played.
Fine, God.
They played the video, which I did not know there was a video for Mariah's cover of I Want to Know What Love Is.
The one with the stadium?
It's so weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird. I was like, is she computer animated? It's like.
I did not like that video.
It's so bizarre.
Right.
And it was like, there's like this little blonde boy that looks like an alien kind of. And like, it was just fucking weird. And I was like, I'm not okay with this at all. At all.
And I'm not really sure I was a fan of that song either.
I'm not. I think she was trying to pull another like Without You because that was a cover.
Without You's a good one. Though.
Without You's a fucking jam. Like I
remember listening to that for the first time and I thought I was going to bawl my eyes out.
I remember
I could not function
listening to it. And this girl we used to hang out with when I was in like fourth or fifth grade, when like that came out, we used to play like the cassette tape and she used to like belt her tits off to right. it. And like,
it's such a good song.
I just remember everybody like singing their ass off. My friend Stacy had a karaoke machine and we would just be like, yes, girl.
Yas, queen. Yas.
I don't think we're allowed to say that anymore because I think straight girls say it now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God, they take everything from
they
us.
They take everything. Just kidding. We love you, straight girls. We like the straight girls who are smart enough to listen to our show, I think, is where I want to go with that.
I can see that.
I guess. Oh, my belly just growled.
Oh, God. You need to go poop?
I might poop between shows.
Oh, my God. Yesterday, Tony and I were doing some errands, mm-hmm. and a Chicago song came on, like from the group Chicago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, I love this song. Will You Still Love Me? Love that song.
Is that what you wanted to say?
Just yeah, now? But That's then it? There was another one. I was like, oh, I have to. I can't remember the name of the song now.
I guess I could save some stuff for the next show, actually. But oh, hold on.
Okay.
Oh, somebody needs to go let George in.
Oh, okay. Well, we can end the show. We're at 36 minutes.
All right.
So this is Ricky.
This is Adam.
Bye.
Bye.